All of our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. You're going to hear an interview from today's training camp workouts. Caught up with Jacory Kroski-Merritt, seventh-round running back, who's got a chance to make the roster. And I will say, it's very early, and until preseason games are played when backs are actually being tackled and trying to break tackles, there's no real reason to get overly excited about a running back, but I like the way he moves. I like the way he cuts. He looks the part. But you'll hear from Kroski-Merritt coming up at 5:45 on Grant and Danny today here on The Fan.
He certainly got the pulse of certain subsection of the fans. The idea of running backs or certain players where there's this small sample, it's so intrigued and so excited. I mean, I've lived through too many Marcus Masons and LaMichael Jameses and you know, guys that have some intrigue.
I think you're looking for
them.
Lake Seastrom.
Lake Seastrom, that's the one too. But like, there have been a number of guys that like everybody couldn't. They're like, oh, this is the dude. I hope so. I'm gonna wait to slam the gavel though, and not quite fit him for a gold jacket yet.
Let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Eric Flack, the award-winning reporter at Channel 9, who's been all over the stadium saga as the city council's been trying to get an agreement in place with the Commanders. And Eric, it seems like that actually took place. We heard today from the chairman, Phil Mendelson, so they've got an agreement. There's a vote coming up on August 1st. Is it over? Should I be celebrating? Was this the proverbial touchdown, or is there still more surprises coming behind corners?
Yeah, I'm down here at City Hall, and I'll quote the mayor, who at a noon rally said, "When I struck the deal with the Commanders, I said we're at the one-yard line. Now we're at the half-yard line." Listen, what Chairman Mendelson negotiated was an amendment to the deal that Mayor Bowser had negotiated, which increases the amount of revenue that the city of Washington, D.C. is going to get from the stadium and the various taxes and money generated from the stadium itself over there. We always knew that this was going to be the end game. The question now is, has what Chairman Mendelson has negotiated satisfied the swing votes that he will need to go from the five votes that they have already in place in favor of this stadium agreement to the seven they need to get the majority? So, you know, D.C. Council per se does not have a deal with the Commanders. Chairman Mendelson has a deal with the Commanders, but it is one of the biggest headlines is because he has a deal with the Commanders, which again is an updated version of the mayor's deal. There's now a vote scheduled for next Friday, a week from tomorrow, and that's when you celebrate. It will be a first vote, and they need a second vote. DC never does anything easy, but that's when you celebrate next Friday when they get those, you know, extra votes, presumably, that they believe they're going to have.
What are the chances D.C. could D.C. this thing? I mean, it's my Linda Kropp corollary, Eric. I remember very well thinking it was done. I heard something very similar to this, and next thing you know, it wasn't. Now, that ended up happening, but even still, it was for, I don't know what, 24, 48, 72 hours, it was standing on the edge of a knife there, dude, for a while.
I remember. I don't think we're going to go down that road, but anything is possible in D.C. You got council member Robert White, Matthew Fruman, Christina Henderson, Janice Lewis-George, and Zachary Parker as undecideds. They only need two of those. Henderson, Fruman, you know, have both kind of indicated that they're going to, you know, vote in favor eventually. I think the frustration comes from a Fruman, a council member Fruman, who at this point is just complaining that things are moving too fast. And Mendelson, which is comical to you, this program and some others who think DC council has moved painfully slow with all this. And Mendelson faced a lot of questions as to what changed. You said you were going to drag this out. Now all of a sudden you're coming, you say you have you have an agreement. And he was quite honest in saying it wasn't Trump, it wasn't Comer, it was the team putting the pressure on us and saying, we need this done now. I think he just believed them. And he says they sweetened the pot to get the deal done. So you would need all five of the undecideds to hold out for various reasons. And my gut tells me that if they don't get all five, they certainly will get two. But I think they'll get all five. But you never know.
Eric Flack of Channel 9. So this is similar in its, I guess, basis, the question. But my assessment was, I said this to Danny earlier, today doesn't happen if they don't know the vote's going to be a yes on the first. Like, why would they schedule a vote for the first with him striking this deal with these changes? And as a holdout, so to speak, he becomes a yes if this isn't going to be a yes. And I guess that goes back to the fact, the clarification you said, which is that he negotiated a deal with the team, not the city council, which I thought the council did. Why is that how it works? Like, why does he negotiate the deal that a bunch of people could still say no to? So I guess that's part one of a two-parter. Isn't this a formality now that the vote is a yes? It seems like this was the hard part, and the vote happens after you get what you want, which they got.
Yeah, those undecideds were not part of this negotiation between Mendelsohn and the team.
Why?
And in recent, because welcome to DC Council.
I mean, that's just stupid.
Well, why don't you hop on down here after the radio program? We'll get it fixed. Mendelsohn complained about Mayor Bowser negotiating the terms of a deal unilaterally. And in recent week or two, there have been voices on DC Council who have criticized and shown frustration that Mendelsohn was now, negotiating exclusively his own deal. The other side of that, to offer a serious answer to your question, Grant, is that the Commanders cannot negotiate with 12 people. 13 if you count Trayon White, but they cannot negotiate with 12 people. And that's ultimately what would end up happening if, you literally had a negotiation that every single DC council member is a part of. And that's why you have a chair of the DC council to run point on certain things like this. Mendelsohn believes he has the votes. I don't think it's a slam dunk, and I don't think that the deal that ultimately gets approved is even what Mendelsohn presented today. I think it probably changes again, because that's just how these things work.
Before August 1st?
Well, that's the thing. Somebody said the debate, there's going to be a public hearing on Tuesday and Wednesday. Many people have asked, how are you announcing with big fanfare an agreement, a second agreement with the Commanders, when you were the one who said we needed transparency, talking about Mendelsohn, and we haven't even heard from the people yet. We haven't even had the public hearing yet. And his answer is, well, we've heard from people in other forms, in other ways. There is the vote isn't just come on in and vote. I mean, it can be. But the way it works is they say, hey, we're going to vote on this. And then one of those undecided says, point of order, I have an amendment. And then they start talking, the people give their opinions, and you could potentially, amend the deal next Friday right here at DC Council. The question I had, and we kind of joked about this, does then somebody have a bat line to the Commanders and say, hey, is that cool? Can we change it like this? I mean, obviously they'll be here, but if you change a deal in a debate, in a vote, that, changes the terms the Commanders haven't agreed to, I'm not sure that you still have an agreement with the Commanders. I think those are kind of the unknowns where we talk about the Linda Crupping it. And that's why nobody, even down here today at the Wilson Building, even though it was a big, huge rally with the mayor claiming victory and lots of chants and tailgate Ted was here and the people were wearing jerseys. I mean, most people are saying the real celebration comes when the vote is done, and we're not there yet.
Eric Flack with us here on Grant and Danny. So what was the biggest hurdle that had to be overcome? Like the thing that I guess was the hardest fought, hardest negotiation point, you know, toughest sticking point that ultimately seems to we've come to an accord now?
Money. We had talked a lot, and I think I've talked on this program about, you know, parking revenue. And, you know, one of the things that has added the cost of a game day experience to fans as a result of this deal is that there's going to be an 18% parking tax that's going to go directly to city coffers, and that's going to generate hundreds of millions of dollars. That parking tax wasn't in place yet. Some argue that it would have been in some form or fashion. Fans would have paid it. But it is a new tax. DC is getting sales tax revenue on merchandise and food and beverage. The Commanders are moving their front offices here, which are now currently in College Park, and there's a community benefits agreement. But the biggest one was that top line revenue. Mendelsohn claims he's bringing close to $800 million in new money to the city that wasn't there under Bowser's agreement. I think Bowser's people kind of question that behind the scenes. But at this point, I don't think they care anymore. I think they just want the vote done. But it was a money thing.
Eric Flack, Channel 9 award-winning reporter. Today, a significant step, but I guess it's not over just yet. So August 1st, that's when I throw my party?
I think yes, because, I mean, again, just to complicate things, there's a second vote in September, and the question that I am working on right now, and I don't have an answer for you, is the Commanders have always said if this thing bleeds into September, that's really, really going to impact our timeline of opening this deal in 2030. And, you know, the second vote is a formality, pretty much, because all the council members vote the same way. Nobody changes their mind between votes. But technically, it's done on the second vote, which isn't scheduled until September. And that's, you know, can the Commanders kind of start moving forward? But I think we can all breathe a sigh of relief. I think there will be a big celebration when next Friday. I think that's kind of like the celebration day. I kind of hearken it back to when Josh Harris bought the team from Dan Snyder. And there was like, you know, remember the news broke and we celebrated. And then, you know, it got approved. And there was like 8 different steps. And then finally there was that day where everybody went to the bullpen and got hammered and drank beers and like, you know, got celebrated. I feel like that step is next Friday. I feel like that's the day where we can all breathe a sigh of relief. Stadium is approved.
And Josh Harris buys everyone a beer again. Eric, thank you, buddy.
You got it.
More beers. Let's go. Eric Flack, we love him. Great job. Channel 9, good reporting.